I'm on my way to Killarney to pick up a 95-year-old lady. A very, very special lady indeed, who has just spent a week in the Killarney Community Hospital on her respite. Now, this lady lives on her own, has one leg amputated, so actually spends all her life on a wheelchair, yet looks after herself, has a home help coming in twice a daily, just to basically look in on her and do a few small little bits and pieces, but she cooks for herself, and is so independent. Now, the health service suggested that she go to Killarney for hospital for a week's respite. Of course, she didn't want to go, and during her time in the hospital for the week, she kind of could not understand why she was in there with all these old people who were coughing and sneezing and just looking out the window. You know, she felt she was taking up a bed for somebody who wouldn't really need it, because she didn't. So now I'm heading down to collect her and bring her back home. I believe she's already waiting for me to get out of there and get back into her own environment. At 95, an amazing thing, really. I just hope I don't think we'll ever reach that milestone myself. But if I somehow happen to do, well, wouldn't it be great to be that independent and that self, single-minded, you know, to know what one wants and accept nothing less. So, you know, old people in this country have often been left to one side, really, forgotten about in many ways, because people think, you know, they've had their time on this planet, and you know, are no longer of any use. But when you see this 95-year-old lady, then you kind of realise, you know, these are people who we actually need, who we still need in our lives, to actually show us how we should be living, maybe, and show us basically what the mindset. So, that's the story for this morning, and it'll be interesting getting her back home again. She'd be so thrilled. Thank you.